If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina. And we are the Jet Setting Divas. Hey, ladies. Hey. What's going on in the world of travel?
Yes.
Oh, we have traveled to Houston, Texas.
Yes, we're in Houston, weekend. Texas.
And it's the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
Okay.
Yes.
That we are here enjoying, that we went to last night.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, what did we do? Time. What did we do? Oh, Jeanette, what did we do last night? The rodeo was awesome.
Okay, it was so awesome. 50 Cent was there. We also got to go to the Hideout and listen to Zydeco.
Zydeco.
Really enjoyed that.
Yeah, Jeanette, this was your first time coming to
it
a rodeo.
It was my first time. So, and I really had, honestly, my feet are hurting now.
Oh,
we
gosh.
Did, we did that much, yeah.
And it was a lot of walking.
Yes, and Yvette and I, we're natives of Houston, though we live in Dallas. So we know rodeo. We've been doing this since kids. So it was great to bring Jeanette out so she can see a rodeo or the livestock show, you know, the concert. And it was African American Heritage Night. So it was even greater because you got to see black cowboys, black, the whole experience from an African American perspective. So definitely enjoyed that piece. And, you know, we're here on a tour, Yvette.
Right. So, yeah, we came here and we said we're going to incorporate, you know, like a food tour because,
Houston is known for
great food.
Yes.
Great restaurants.
Oh, gosh. What was that place we went to?
The camp.
The camp. So the camp was really good. It's kind of like a campground.
Yeah.
And Jenna, tell us about that.
I really enjoyed the camp. And what I'll tell you was really nice about it, you can sit outside. They actually dressed up the waitresses like you're a kid in school and at camp. And
it was. That was really fun.
They had some really good deals, too. They had oysters, charboiled oysters for $1.
Yeah, they have a great happy hour. The great happy hour special. Everything was like a dollar. It was like a dollar for wings, a dollar for oysters, a dollar for, we had some boudin balls that had some mozzarella, Kobe Jack cheese or something like that in there. And it was just really, really good. So we've been having, and look, I'm going to tell you, we are at this cool Airbnb.
Yes, it's really Yvette, nice.
You got to talk about this Airbnb. it's in the middle of you wouldn't imagine, but hey, it works.
It's nice.
It's convenient. We're right, like we went to the rodeo, we did the park and ride. So we were able to park at the Reed Road parking lot, which is just 5 minutes away. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have to drive very far. Mm-hmm. We just right here off of 288. So, you know, if you ever come into the rodeo, make it convenient and get to this area.
Oh,
we didn't want to park directly on the site because it was just a lot of traffic, going in and out or whatever. But it's easier just going park, pay, and get on the bus, and they bring you right there to the gates.
Yes. Okay, and tell them about the deals, Jay. Tell them about all the good deals that we got, you know, as far as the standing room only.
We did. Okay, so we decided that we wanted to kind of move around at the rodeo. We didn't want to just be in one place. We wanted to go see 50 Cent. We wanted to go to the Hideout and listen to Zydeco music. And then we wanted to actually get on rides.
She rode a ride. Oh, my gosh, she got on a ride. That was so funny.
Y'all just reminded me.
And I was scared for her. I was.
Because, you know, when we were kids and younger and even in our 20s, you know, you're going to get on a ride, the roller coasters. But she got on the real ride that flipped you up and turned you around. And I was just like.
What was the thing called? It was called 360.
It was called, it was a 360, the Joker. It was the Joker.
And it went all the way around, turned us upside down.
Yeah.
It went all the way.
I was scared for you.
And you know what? I always said, I'm older now. I'm not doing rides.
Yes.
Anymore.
No, I wasn't doing
that type of stuff. And guess what?
You did it.
One of my friends, Nikki, she was like, I want to go there.
And you did it. And I'm like.
I was like, you know what, Nikki? I'm going to do something different. Okay. Because guess what?
It's
my birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday. And that's why you see all these cute drinks out here because, we are really celebrating. We got some champagne. And aren't these the cutest glasses? These glasses are like little birds. We got some champagne, rosé-ish in there. And then for the birthday girl, she got the heart. Yeah. And it's filled with some luscious drinks. So, you know, as you see, we got our hats on. We rodeo ready. Yes. And what I have to say is, if you come to the rodeo, you better be prepared. It's traffic. Yes. Lots of people, and the roads do close, or they have, you know, minimal lanes. Yeah, so you have to come prepared. If you're going to an event, a concert, make sure that you're leaving in time. If it's 6:45, you need to be making your way over there by 5:30 because with the traffic, they've blocked everything. So definitely do that. And then, you know, guess what, ladies? You know what? Look at these cute tees we got on.
Yes.
And it said that we know we have girlfriends everywhere.
Yeah, we even brought a couple of girlfriends
Yes.
And we always meet up with girlfriends. Like last night, we met a few girlfriends at the rodeo. Oh, yeah. So we have girlfriends everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you, you need to enjoy this brand. This brand is wherever you go, the word girlfriends everywhere, hashtag. Mm-hmm. Put it on your Instagram, your Facebook, any of your social media, girlfriends everywhere. And if you want apparel, hashtag girlfriends everywhere. And Yvette, you know, we're getting this out to the public.
We are.
We're going to do Yvette.
Yep. So, you know, go to our personal Jet Setting Divas website. You're going to see all the information regarding girlfriends everywhere.
And we're doing it up. We're doing everything. I mean, we're going to bring out a pair because this is kind of one of those slogans that, you know, it ain't specific to the Jet Setting Divas.
No.
This is because every girlfriend can go everywhere with their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere we go, we see girlfriends together. So groups, girls trips, everything. So, hey, get your hashtag girlfriends everywhere t-shirt at the Jet Setting Divas site. All social media platforms. We'll have that information for you soon.
Yeah, because you know, girls love to travel together.
Yes, and we love happy hours, brunches,
for birthday trips, for everything. And so be like us and make you a girlfriend everywhere too.
All righty. This has been great. I have had a great time.
Yes.
I'm enjoying Houston. We got lots more restaurants
to
try.
We do. Yes.
Yes. So,
I'm actually hungry
we're
now.
We're going to go to some different places today and tomorrow, and we're going to update you all on all these
places. We have some great pictures. We have some great food that you're going to get to see. Houston is like food capital.
It is.
I'm telling you, we're going to show you what we've been eating. Hey, and you're going to come out here to Houston, and you're going to love it.
But you know, a lot of people like to come to Houston because they want to eat.
Yes,
different
especially
seafood, Cajun food,
everything. Exotic, you know, you get the whole experience.
Exotic.
You know, we even seen there is Caribbean Cajun and there is Asian Cajun. There's
all kinds of fusions.
We saw a Mexican and Korean
all kinds of fusions.
That's all combination.
Yeah, I've even seen Indian Thai food. You know, you can find it all here in Houston. Love it, ladies. This has been awesome.
Absolutely
I can't wait to eat more and tell you more.
And make girlfriends everywhere.
All right.
Girlfriends everywhere.
Well, I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina. And we are the Jet Setting Divas.
Yay.
See ya.
Tune Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
My grandmother was very often the only black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
People say we're made up. Tall tales, myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.